Okay, we're on the last three words, the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Beis. Amar Rav Chista. Hada Amar, that which Rav Huna said, we saw yesterday, Misanim Lashaos, that you can have a fast, of a partial fast. V'hu Shalotam Klu Manher. However, you have to complete the fast till the end of the day. Not just till Chatzos or whatever, he has to finish it off. He has to not eat until the evening. So Amar Le Abaye, that's called Tainus Shaos. He says, Ha Tainus Maliyasehi. That's a full Tainus. If he's fasting, that's not called a Tainus Lashaos anymore. So he has to fast at the end of the day. It's a regular fast. So, and says, Rav Chista, Lo Tzricha, what I'm talking about is Imluche, Imluche. And that he didn't recover on the fast officially. He just like woke up in the morning, went to daven, and he got busy with this and that. And he said, you know, since I haven't eaten it at all, and it's already like chatzos, I might as well just continue. So that's considered a fast only if he mamish continues it right till the end. Such a fast is only works if he is officially a fast, whether it's the anenu or anything. Only if he continues the fast till the end of the day. Okay, Rashi, Hada Amart, Misanim L'Shaos, V'hu Shalot Tam Klum, Kolo Soayam, the whole day. Kolo Marlo Amrum, V'misaneh, Shachal Bo Bayom, Kugon, that somebody's fasting that eats in the day, Kugon, Sheitchil Lisanos Ad Chasiyom. In other words, he was Mekabal to fast, let's say, for half a day. V'charkach Achal, and then he ate. The Ein Ze Inui, then that's not called an Inui if he ended up eating during the day. If he was mekabel, if he after he was mekabel to fast, just until let's say just until chatzos, and then he ate, that's nothing. But he has to complete the fast the whole day, even if he was not mekabel that from the day before. He's only mekabel to chatzos. Whatever, he has to fast the rest of the day to be good. So Abaye asked, Parich, eat a kibble a lovely tzanos ad chetzi ayom, bahadar misane kol ayom. That's high tanisa me'aliyah, sahi. That's what kind of a thing. It's mekabel to fast till chatzos. He completes it till the end, and then that's a regular fast. How can you call that a tina shows? Pshita the tina is gaburu. Vafilu tfilas tanis nami mispal alav. Because it's 100% a regular fast. We would say a nenu, the whole thing. Lo yitzrich l'kuk mehalacha bahani bahachi dezeo tainis gamur. You don't have to say, like we saw yesterday, that halacha is misanim l'shaos. And what is that? A person that fasts the whole day. And that's a regular fast. It's not tainis shaos. Bahai maksha, this one asking, and there's Abaye who asked this, savar dahai halacha de misanim l'shaos, Kemashmo the Acholisanos ad chetzi hayom misane karina ve. That he held that Tainus shows is that you can just fast until half a day, and that's called a fast. You don't have to fast the entire day. So that's why he asked, like, what's going on? He's fasting the entire day. That's a regular fast. That's not Tainus shows. Lotzricha ademam lichamluke. Says Rashi Kolomar lo hayabed ato klalisan. We're talking about somebody who didn't have it. It wasn't makabel till chatzos, right? No, he wasn't even get a fast at all. And then Ella asa le tirda velo achal ad chatzayom, and he got busy in the morning. He ended up not eating until chatzos ayom. Vechi mat chatzayom, and then when it got to chatzos, he said, "Amar hoyel visanetsi ad chatzayom esana kol ayom." You know, I got this far ready. I haven't eaten. I might as well just not fast for the rest of the day. So this is considered a tainus only if, in fact, he completes it. That's what Rav Chista was saying. There wasn't. That was the whole thing. There wasn't a Kabbalah. He just like woke up in the morning and he said, you know, he happened to not eat. And he said, you know, I wasn't eating already, so I might as well finish. So if that's to be considered a fast, that a real fast, official, has to be that he finishes it to the end of the day. V'amar Rav Chista. Kol tainis shelo shaka lamchama. Lo shmei tainis. Any tainus that it doesn't fast till the end of the day, that's not called a tainus. You don't complete. It's not called a tainus. Rashi shelo shaka lavchama shelo hisane ad otosha. He didn't fast until the sun going down. Now we're going to ask a number of questions on that. Meisave. So first of all, from Mishnah, right over here, it says, Anshei Mishmar, the people working in the, in that there was the Kohanim, that week was their week of working in the Beis HaMikdash, so when a Tainis Tzibur comes up, so they don't fast the whole thing with the Tzibur, because they have to be busy with the Avoda, or at least take over from, they have to be on call. So therefore, Misanim Velo Mashlimim. They're misaneh, but they don't mashlim. They don't finish the fast to the end. So what do we see? It's called their misanin. It's called their fasting, but below mashlimim, we still see that's called a fast, even though they're not finishing it. So kasha revchista, it said, if you don't finish it to the end of the day, that's not called a fast. So we're stoken. No, hasam letzurei nafshei bi'almuhu. Enachanami, the misanim, I guess you like put it in the quotation marks. Right, it's not really, it didn't mean they're really officially fasting, because they're not, since, like Rav Kiso would tell you, since they're not finishing to the end of the day, it's not called a real fast, they're just mitzire themselves, you know, that they should be, you know, with the tzibur, you know, to, like we learned yesterday, you know, you should mitzire yourself with it, you have to show that, you know, you're with the tzibur. But it's not an official fast whatsoever, they could eat if they wanted to, whatever. Rashi. Anshei Mishmar, Kohanim Levim, that are Ovdim, Misanim, they fast, Lakamana Perek Seder Tainius, later on. Velo Mashlimim, they don't finish it though. Lefisha Hein, Asukim, Bavoda, they're busy with their Avoda. Velo Yecholim, Lashlim, they can't finish it. Alma, Afal Gavde, Eino Mashlim, Misanik Karibe, still called, they're fasting. Where it says, that's not really a fast, there's this Letzari Nafshei Hui Metzibur. They just Metzar themselves with the Tzibur. Aval ain't no tainus, not a real tainus. Lo lis palo tfilas anenu, they don't say anenu, v'lo la kovo alav chova klal, v'chol shah shehu rotze l'chol l'chol l'chol, he can just eat anytime he wants, it's not a real fast. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tashma, Dama Rabbi Lazar ben Samgor Tzadok, ani mibnei banav shel Sanav ben Binyamin. He says, I'm from the family of Sanav, from Shevet Binyamin, u'pamachas, after the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, Chal Tisha B'Av Lios B'Shabbos. Tishba fell out on Shabbos, Udechinuhu, and they pushed it off La'achar Shabbos, to Yom Rishon, which is the Yud of Av. V'hisaneinu Bo. So we fasted and said, on Shabbos, we can't fast on Shabbos, they pushed it off, and we fasted the next day on Yom Rishon. V'lo Hishlam Nuhu. But we didn't complete the fast. We fasted, but not till nightfall. Why? Because Yom Tov Shalanu, because it's our Yom Tov, right? They used to have days when they these mishpachas, Rashi explained, used to bring wood to the mizbeah, donate wood to the maracha for the mizbeah, and that the different families had a different day of the year where they would bring the wood, and that would be like a Yom Tov for them that day. So even though it was like a shtickle Yom Tov, so therefore they didn't complete. If a fast fell out, like in this happened to be, their day was Yud. Right, and this Sanav. This Mishpacha, every Yud Av, they would bring wood for the Mizbeach, and it was like a Shekel Yom Tov. So what happened? That year, they pushed off the fast till Yom Rishon, and it was their Yom Tov, so therefore they fasted, but he didn't complete the fast, because it was their Yom Tov. So yet again, same question, like we saw before. Here it says that we fasted, but didn't complete it. So we see, even if you're not completing it, it's still called a fast. So Kashna Rav Chisid, it says you have to finish till the nightfall. So more answers, same as before. No hasam naminitzurei nafshei be'almahu. Again, it's just they weren't really fasting. It's not called a fast. They were just mitzar themselves with the tzibur. Okay, Rashi sanav binyamin der mishavet binyamin sheyom tov shalanu hayak el kaman b'shlosha prakim. Later on, it says manase kohanim ve'am ad b'chamisha ba'av. B'nei Parush Ben Yehuda, that was that Mishpacha, they were the fifth of Av. And Basarabo was B'nei Sanav Ben Binyamin. On the tenth of Av was that this Mishpacha. Sha'al Yedei Maise Kavu Lahen Chachamim Lehitnadev Eitzim Ulavi Lamaracha. Because the Maise that happened, they came to the, they didn't have any wood for these Beach, and these Mishpachas donated, so they were Korveah that every year they can give on the certain days. They would bring the wood, they would light it on the Mizbeach. Even though there's lots of wood is still in the storehouse, they still had the chus to bring of theirs on that day. בשאר מתנדבי העצים דאין מעבירין אותם בזמן שיש עצים אחרים. Suppose other people, when you bring some, a person that gives wood, you don't put on the mizbech of this other wood. But these days are special for these mishpachas, that even if there's wood, they would take their wood and put on the mizbech. Mesnechas menachas, rinan, haisnadev eitzim, lo yifchot mishnei gizre eitzim. Those who give a donation of wood, they have to give at least two logs. Veitzim tu nim kmitza, they have to like cut it up into little pieces, like handfuls. And tu nim hagashan, they would bring it to the Mizbeach, officially. Okay. Back to the Gemara. Tashma, another question on Rav Chista. The Amar Rav Yochanan, he said many times that he would say, Ehei betainis ad she'avol levesi. He said, I'm going to be betainis for a couple hours. Yes, so what do we see from here? Clearly, again, I'm going to be betainis, he used to say, for 2-3 hours, whatever it might be, and he called it a tainus. Rav Chista said, no, any tainus is not till the end of the day, it's not a tainus. So we see that's not the case. So here too, Gemara is dochet, l'shamute, nafshe mibei nesiyah u'davad. So it wasn't really, again, an official tainus. He just said that because the Bei Nasi used to invite him over to their house all the time to eat, and he didn't want to accept the invitation, wasn't interested. So he used to say, oh, no, I'm fasting, So we'd say, make up this thing, I'm fasting, but it wasn't a real official fast. Rashid Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Pamim Shaya Omer, used to say, V'hei betainis ad shavo levitzi. I'm going to be betainis until I get to my house. V'yamata levesei shtayim, or gimel shos, v'yom hava achil, v'kari le'misan. And then if it took 2-3 hours to get home, then he would eat, and even though it's not nightfall. So the Gemara answers again, Lishamute Nafshe, maybe Nasiya, says Rashi, the Loli Trichu, Lamechal Vadaya. He didn't want them to bother him to have to eat with them. Shahayim Avakesh, Shemenu, Ishiyochalimbo, they would ask him to eat with them. Hayomir, Kikain, he would say that he's fasting, Shaloya Trichu, Lecholimbo. Umiyu, however, Lohavi Tainus, this wasn't again an official Tainus. Shim Hayarase, Hayal Chelmiyad, Vein Benidro Klum. If he wanted to, he could eat right away, it's not considered a real fast. Okay, next inyan. Amar Shmuel, kol tainis shaloki bel alav mibod yom, lo shmei tainis. Any tainis that a person doesn't mekabel the day before is not considered a tainis. The e yasiv, and if he does, let's say, fast without being mekabel the day before, my, what's its status? Amar Rabba Bar Shilo, dame lemapucha, the Mal Yazika. It's like a bellows which is full of air. In other words, it's full of air, right. It's meaningless. It's not worth anything. Okay, ask the Gemara, Amas Mikabole. So when should he Mikabole the fast? Rav Amar B'mincha, which is not during davening, but around the time of Mincha. You can be even in the Shuk or whatever, anywhere. He just says, okay, I'm going to Mikabole fast tomorrow. Whereas Shmuel says, "B'tfilas mincha." No, it has to be the mincha samuch to the day. The day before you're fasting, during davening, you mekabel during the Shemana Esrei. That's Shita Shmuel. Okay. Rashi, V'i yasiv mai, what's it in if he doesn't mekabel and he fasts? Misali kotayas, does it work or not? The Gemara answer, no, it's like a lemapucha. Who amapuach shenofkim bo hanapachim, that they would, the bellows that these metal workers use, that they flare up the fire, hanefchim et or hamitmalei beruach, avzen itmalei ruach, just like the bellows fill up with air, he's also filled up with air, shelo achal bechinam, ruach, shelo achal bechinam, abemincha, bizman mincha, at the time, bafilu b'shuk, again, like I said, even in the market, this would be during davening, Rav said. Right, Omer, Areni Machar B'Tainis. Shmuel said, no, B'Tfilas Amincha. Meaning, B'Sofo, Omer, at the end of the Shemana Esrei, he says, Tosefis Ritzui V'Tachanunim, Ad Shomer, Areni Machar B'Tainis. Like they say, it's before Elokai Nitzor. He would say, tomorrow I'm going to be B'Tainis, but Dafka Nachat Mincha, Mishrim D'Samuch L'Tchilas Yom, to ask me, Mamish, right next to the fast, the Mincha, just before the fast, the day star, next day star. Lafuke tefilas yotzer, which is earlier in the morning, but they can nami me the pasik Shmuel upali gadarav the Amar Bizman Amincha Shiri Asera. Right, that he's arguing with Rav, and therefore it must be a bigger shir. That was according to Rav, it could basically any time in the day, and whereas Shmuel must be like it's right at the end, right, just before the end of the day, and therefore it's at Tfilas Mincha. Okay, Amar of Yosef, Kavase de Shmuel Mistabra, that it's during Mincha that you're mekabel the fast. Ichsiv in Megillas Tainis, it says in the end, after it mentions the different days that the Chachamim were Mesachim, days of like our Yontov, the events that happened. So it says in the Megillas Tainis, Lahein means the. However, Kol Inish the Yaisei Elohi, and meaning anybody that he has Mekadma Dana, a fast, his own personal fast from that came prior to these days. So then, Yeyaser. So he should like that sounds like Aser. In other words, he should mekabel himself on himself to in that before that day comes along to accept the fast, and then he should fast on that day. In other words, even if he's mekabel every to fast Bahab, let's say, okay, every Monday and Thursday he took a neder on himself. Right, and then there's this, the Chachamim goes there, okay, where this day is a Yontif, and it happens to fall out on a Monday or Thursday. So, Yeser means that on Sunday afternoon, before that Monday is, let's say, the Yontif, that Sunday afternoon, Yeser, he should mekabel on himself the fast, and he should fast, even though it's one of the days of Megillas Tainis. Okay, so Gemara's Medayik, my love, when it says Yeser, what does that mean? Doesn't it mean Yeser Betzilo? That he should do this in his davening, which therefore is a raya to Shmuel, that you're mekabel the fast in your davening. So Gemara Zocha, no, lo yeyaser atzmo, meaning that since he had in the past accepted on himself to fast on these days, he should do so, do that which he answered on himself from food in the past, that on these days, Bahab in our example, you should discontinue. Now, it's not telling us he has to officially mekabel it in the tefillah before. Pligi ba, Rabbi Chiya v'Rabbi Shimon v'Rabbi. They argue, Chadamar, that it says actually in the Lashon of the Megillas Tainis, Yeyaser, like we saw up above. However, v'Chadamar, no, it doesn't even say that. It says, Dafka Yeyaser, not with the Aleph. So, Lamandam are Yeyaser, so we understand what that means. Kedamrina. That he's mekabel on himself, you know, the tefillah, you know, the day before, he should mekabel on himself the tainis. But lamanda amr yeyaser mahi, what is that? The son yebe megillas tainis kolinish de yaisei alohi mekadma dana yeyaser. Like we said, anybody who has these days that he's fasting, he should continue. Ketzad, how so? Yachid shekibel alav sheni v'chamishi. Shall call Hashana Kula. He's mekabel that every Monday and Thursday he's going to fast the whole year. V'eru bam yamim tovim aksuvim b'Megillas Tainis. And then one of the days of Megillas Tainis, these yontovs happen to fall out on a Monday or a Thursday. So then im nidro kodem l'gzeratenu. So if his neder came before the exam, he had already mekabel the Bahab fasting, you know, before we even were gozer this day and made it into a yontov. Then Yevatol Nidro es Zeratenu. Then he should continue fasting because his neder came first to fast. The Ing Zeratenu Kodem es Linidro. However, it's the opposite way around. That first was our Gzera. He was already existing these days of Yontav, and then he made a Bahab. So in other words, it was after the Yomtov. These Yomtov was already existing. So then Tevatol Zeratenu es Nidro. Therefore, the Gzera takes preference and he doesn't fast. Okay, let's see Rashi. Okay, Kedeksiv Megillas Tainis. Lesof Yamim Tovim Meksuvim Megillas Tainis. It says in it, Ksiba Mekadma Dana Yeser Yeser. And Le'el Mine, it says, Tani, we learn there, it says, Ilin Yomaya the Loli Snabon. These are the days you should not fast. Bahon on them, lahen kol inish the yaisi aloi tainis mekabel. Somebody who had mekabeled on a fast before this, lifnei elu yamim tovim, before these days of yamim tovim. For example, kagon shekibul alav asara tainis or asrim v'nichnesu elu yamim behem. So he has to come before 10, 20 fast days, whatever, and it happens to fall out on one of these days. So yeser betzilo. So we understood that to mean that when it comes out on the day, so the of his neder, the of his fast, it comes out on one of his yontov. So the day before, he should accept it within his tefillah, right? Yeser b'tefillah. V'lok kable aleha b'tefillah mincha. If he didn't kable on tefillah mincha, lo dachi lahanich yamim tov. He has officially accepted the day before in his davening, and if he doesn't, then he can't fast. Alma, what do we see? The Iker Tain is by Lekabuli B'Tfilas Mincha. Like Shmuel said, yes, Mekabal it on the Tfilas Mincha before. V'lo Kabli Aleha B'Tfilas Mincha, lo Asaklum, it's nothing. Yes, sir, it's Lashon V'Asra Isar, but by the, in the Parshas of the Darim. Ready, so you make us. B'Tzilo B'Tzalusa means, again, Davening. Ikadamri, some say it's Lashon Neder, Shekipilo Lavli Sanot, like it says, Harimosi Adi El Hashem. The Metagamina and Arimas Yadi Bitzilo. It also means to Makabala Neder. V'ein Rabbi Modem. My Rabbi doesn't agree with this. Okay. So Haidektani Dixiv, when it says, why does it use the Lashon of Dixiv in the Megillas of Tainus? Mishim the Megillas Tainus, I saw Nichtava Levad, was there a separate like book, separate entity, Zichron Nisim, to remember these Nisim. Of Chanamar Yeyasar, Delo Havetani Yeyasar. He doesn't have the Girsa Yeyasar. Bitsilo, the Mashma Dafka Kedamrina. Like we said, Imakabel Bitfilas Mincha, Ini Lolo. He doesn't have that Girsa. It has to Dafka be in Filas Mincha. Ela Yeyasar, the Mashma Yeyasur Lechol. Stop. It's also for him to eat. Yeyasi Elamitainis, Min Kadma Denav. He had a Tainis from before. Ben Bitfila, Ben Shalom. It doesn't matter if it's Fila or not. Okay, so my kasavar, what does he hold? The one that says yes, sir. Meshani kedatanya yachi shekibel olav tainis sheni v'chamishi shekol hashana kulo. He bahab right the whole year. Kolomar can mefarish behedya im nidro kadem legziratenu v'chulei v'loshna ben tefila ben shalom tefila. Doesn't matter. Again, yes, sir. Doesn't matter. It's aser from for he can't. Yes, he has to fast. And it doesn't matter if he was Makabal, with Fila, without Fila, it doesn't matter. Kodem Gzeratenu, if his neder came before our Gzera, Kodem Shegazru Chachamim Yamim Tovim Alav, before there were Gozer these days of Simcha, that he already had his fast days, then he has to fast. Aval, Mishegazru, Aval Pi Sheitchil, Tanya Sav, Kodem Azmanim Alalu Lodachu. So that even though if that he was already fasting, in other words, they were his gzera. Let's say they made a gzera on such a day. Is a yonta. Okay, that's in 5 months from now. I don't know. And he said, okay, fine. And then after that, he was mekabel. So I'm going to start fasting b'chav. But the gzera already existed. That even though he started his fasts and every Monday and Thursday, but since lemaisa the gzera came before he started all his fasts. Then when it comes out on the same day, he doesn't fast, because the Gzira came first. Okay, back to the Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan. Ad Masai Ochel V'Shoseh. So a person that's fasting in the daytime, okay, a day fast. So the night before, he can eat. You know, like we have our fast day, besides Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, the other fast days, you can eat at night. It only starts in the morning. So when in the morning does it start? So we have a machloikas. Ad she'ale amud ha-shachar, divrei Rebbe. Rebbe says, until amud ha-shachar. Rebbe Eliezer ben Bar Shimon omer ad kros ha-gever, until the rooster crows the first time, which is before, which is earlier time, before alos ha-shachar. Amar Abai lo shanu el shalo gamru sudaso. Aval gamru sudaso einu ochel. So he says, that's only if he is still eating. And he was eating and the night before, and he kept eating and eating and eating, eating. So then, he can, as long as he's still eating, he can eat right through till the morning. However, if he stopped eating, he just had dinner or something, and the night before, and that's it, and he finished, he benched and so on, and then he can't eat again. It's only if he's in the middle of eating. Ah, yes, Rav, I said that's not true. It says, Gamar ve'amad hareze ochel. Even if he finished his suda and got up, he can still eat, still until the morning. So Moran says, no, hasam v'shalo silek. We're talking about where he didn't actually, he got up, but he didn't actually take the table away. If he didn't take the table away, then it's considered nisnam hesech das from the eating, and he continued eating. But if Lamais took the table away, then ein hachanami, he can't eat anymore. Ika de amri, amarava loshanu elekeshalo yashan, aval yashan veino eino oka. So he says a little different. He goes that the sleep is what makes a difference. In other words, if a person hasn't gone to sleep yet, then he can keep eating the whole night until the morning. But if he's wearing, once he's gone to sleep already, you know, he wakes up at 2 o'clock and he's, you know, he's hungry, he wants to eat something for the fast, that's no good. Right? That's why when we have these fasts, if a person wants to, you know, get up early and eat or whatever, he should have in mind before he goes to sleep that he's not makabel the fast. Because otherwise, the problem that, like we see over here, as soon as you go to sleep, and that's it, then you have to fast. You can't eat when you wake up. Okay, so Gemara asks a kasha, Eisave, Abaye, Yashan, Ve'amad, Harei Zochel. If you see, not that way. If the person was sleeping, he got up, he could eat, even though he slept. So Gemara says, no, Hasam Mitznam Nim. There we're talking about that he wasn't really sleeping, he was just dozing. Hechi Dami Mitznam Nim, what is Mitznam Nim, what is that? Amar Rav Ashi. It means nim velo nim, he's sleeping and not sleeping, tir velo tir, that he's awake and he's not awake. The karu levihani, when they call him by his name, he can answer. Velo yada adure svara, when he asks him a question that he has to, you know, think about, he just can't answer it. But v'chimit karele, but if we you know, say it to him, is this the case, then midkar, then he's able to say yes or no. That much, yeah. That's called somebody who is dozing. Okay, let's just finish the Rashi's. Admatai ochel v'shoser. How long can he eat and drink? Belayla at night. Kishmisan elamachar, when he's fasting next day. V'chol taniyos shu ochel mishatechshach. When there's those tainis which you can eat at night. V'afilu b'tainis yachid kamayri. For referring to even a tainis yachid. So I'd cross the gever, the one sheet is, until the brewster crows. A filu pam rishon, even the first time, kamar, me the kamar, gabe yotze, yechidi b'derech, ben seder yoma, ad shishalish, because he can, the rooster crows 2 or 3 times, or whatever. Here we're talking about the first time. Shalo gamar sudaso, that they're talking about he didn't finish the suda. Val gamar, divrei kol, eino ochel, once he finished the suda, he can't eat anymore. It says, achal v'amad, afa bishabirech, v'amad mishurim, if he's benched and he got up, we see it says over in this price, he could eat. Veinu bechachlu, it's not a problem. Marseh shalos silek. They were talking about he didn't take away the table as the tabla. The lav akira, that's not called the kira of the suda. Velo asach daite miyachila ukasuda richta dami. It's considered like one long suda. I'm sorry? Yeah, even if he benched, but lemaisa, he's still like into the shvung of eating still. Ika de Amri, Amarava, Chule, Halacha, Kikadamri, says Rashi, Halacha is like this Ikadamri, that goes by sleeping. De Amri, Ocha Vishote, Achi Yishan Keva, until he sits, sleeps Keva. The Achi Yalin Amudashachar, Kirebi. And like Amudashachar, not like the rooster crows. Okay, Aval Yashan, Hafsakahi. By sleeping, that's considered a Hafsak, Vishuvein Och, if he gets up, he can't eat anymore. So Hasam lo yashan mamash, I where it says you get up, you could eat. They were talking about he was only dozing. Lo yashan mamash, he didn't mamash sleep. Ela misnamne, the shumilay or whatever, balaz. And what is that? We said, nim lo nim, he's sleeping now. See, tir lo tir. Where's the lashon tir? Tir is air, means awake. Kine mitargaminan in Bereshis, vayikats, and when he got up, it says vayitar, lashon tir. Dure svara, that he can't return a svara. Means sarich mimenu davar, should sarich hear, or if we need something, if we have to answer something in his thought, enu yodea lomar, he can't say it while he's in this state, but v'chi mitkaru le mitkar, but if we mention it to him, kazeh shamata, did you hear this, is that? Then mitkar, he could answer, yes or no.